Metatopia Roundup. Thank you, as always, to the excellent staff, organizers, and attendees of Metatopia. This is my favorite convention, and I think any designer is well served by attending. For the sake of brevity, I'm going to confine this post to the development of my own designs, but know that even if I don't mention you here, I had a terrific time meeting, talking, and gaming with you. Metatopia is always a lovely, welcoming event, and my biggest disappointment is that I have to stop being there. Get 9. I had quite a table for this one, with Matt Weber, Kay Strock, Will Hindmarch, Kenneth Height, and James Mendez-Hodes. Honestly, I felt a bit intimidated by this collection of experts at my table first thing in the morning. We launched right into it, and I was happy to see the game in action with these players, banging on all the moving parts. The strengths of the design stayed strong, and the weaknesses were, well, weak. It might seem silly, but it's the kind of confirmation that I need in order to go forward. I've been so immersed in the modifications to the rules over the past few weeks that I could no longer trust my own perspective. The Orchid team set to work chasing down the Hardline after they bombed the Arcology's traffic control center. Soon enough, we were schmoozing internet celebrities, crawling through maintenance ducts, and hijacking the ID chip in a rich lady's purse. The session, though rushed, wound up with Wally Yates escaping defenestration by jamming a hidden shock knife into his assailant's shoulder, and Elaine, Marcus, and Akshay assassinating Engineer 420 with a concealed gun in the middle of a busy plaza. It's on the right track. I can see it emulating the structure and content of the inspiration, but the balancing of the rules and the things that drive you to take action are still flimsy. I need to overhaul the scene economy, or a single session will run 8 hours. That's a bit much when I'm emulating a show with 22-minute episodes. Character motivation is still slim. I need more time set aside for character development and growth, which means simplifying the strategic element or hiding it away. I expect I'll be working on this one for a while to come. Operatic. Jim Cummings, Matt Weber, and Michael Miller helped me put this one through its paces, and it's a lot closer to done than I thought it was. The structure held up, the concepts were solid. I might need to readjust the number of cards in play, however. It was pointed out to me that if someone's already on board to play a game about having a melodramatic death, I don't need to force them down to 0 cards to make them play the death scene. A lunar senator fell in love with a cyborg police officer who defended her from a rioting crowd. Even though society frowned on the crudity of cybernetics and her wealthy fiancé stood in the way, she went with him into exile on Mars. As he sank into obscurity and depression, his cyborg parts broke down, and with no one to repair him, the senator donated one of her own flesh-and-blood lungs. The operation cost her life, however, as her own weak heart gave out, and the officer disconnected himself rather than go on without her. I'm going to set this one loose after a few more rules tweaks. Both Matt and Jim want to show it to their other musical friends and see what they think. I have some grand plans for what a final product might look like, but definitely need a longer list of successful playtests before going forward with any of those schemes. Focus groups. I didn't bring any of my designs before a focus group this year, but I always sign up to participate in one or two of them. Focus groups discussing someone else's game are the gentlest critique of your own work that you can find. While I'm contributing to the conversation to help another designer, I'm also turning over the advice I hear from those around me and comparing it to my own. Some things I overheard are going back into Get 9 and might help me around the issue of balancing strategy and improv. Thanks once again to everyone at Metatopia. I'm already looking forward to next year.